الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نستعينه ونستغفره ونسأله الكرامة فيما بعد الموت لنا ولجميع المؤمنين ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وبعد قال الله تعالى عز وجل في الكتاب الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون وقال في آية أخرى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغناء صدق رسول الله أو صدق حبيب الله كما قال Respected sisters, brothers, youth and children, indeed, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and blessing of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, Khulafa'i al-Rashidin, Abi Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, all his companions and all those who follow their footsteps till the last day. We praise Him, our Creator, Rabbana. We seek protection with Him from any kind of evil that could come into our minds, our hearts, or our actions. And we state and affirm that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. For logistical reasons, let us just remind ourselves on some procedures regarding the Jummah prayer. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم أتى الجمعة فاستمع وانصت غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة وزيادة الثلاثة أيام ومن مس الحصى فقد لغى صدق رسول الله أو صدق حبيب الله كما قال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم guided us to have the best benefit of Juma and specifically during the month of Ramadan inshallah he told us those who make wudu and make it with the best possible they can And then they go to the masjid for Jummah. And then listen and keep silent. Listen and keep silent because khutbah is a part of the prayer. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَ وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive to that person, brother or a sister, since for 7 days plus 3 more days. وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. And a person who touches pebbles has already disrupted. Translated into modern lingo, a person who touches iPad, phone, looks through it, text messages, فَقَدْ لَغَى, has disrupted. Or we could also say such person has reduced the value of the Jummah prayer for himself. We came here to get the best we can. Jummah prayer is an amazing booster for the week. When we come here, we want to get energized until the next week. And that's exactly what we will try to do today, inshallah. Every single act in Islam, big or small, has purpose, reason, benefit, and wisdom behind it. God Almighty did not order, prescribe to us something what doesn't make sense, what doesn't benefit. Anything that He commanded, that He asked us to do, it's for our own benefit, great benefit. In times, we know some of them. We may understand some of them. Often, we may not be able to reach them. But through life, we learn, we get wisdom, and then we realize them. Ramadan is an amazing opportunity, such a school. Benefits are great. They could be physical, they could be psychological, they could be health related, but the central of all benefits of Ramadan is the spiritual one. The central of all benefits of Ramadan is the spiritual one. And that's the reason why God Almighty said very clearly, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting was prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you. Moses, Jesus, peace be upon both of them, and others, with the reason, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain this level of taqwa. I would, inshaAllah, focus today on at-taqwa, but from a unique perspective. I want to take you through the map of taqwa. I want to give you ride, take you for a journey. So inshallah that you and I today, after the Jummah prayer, can think about one goal during the month of Ramadan. I want to be a muttaqi, because I have a chance during the month of Ramadan to be one of them. I want to be among the elite Muslims, not just a regular. Every Muslim is a muttaqi in a way, because he or she accepts that relationship with Allah. But there are those who are weak and there are those who are elite. I and you want today, inshallah, to make a promise that we would be among the elite. This concept of at-taqwa is one of the foundational concepts in Islam. Foundational. Actually, at-taqwa is one of the ingredients of Islamic ethical system. Whole system of Islamic morality is based on this, one of the principles called at-taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded all prophets and their followers and us, to have taqwa. وَلَقَدْ وَصَيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has commanded, He has given this to us as it was given to prophets before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their followers. And this beautiful giving advice, recommendations is at-taqwa, inshaAllah. When the word taqwa is mentioned in the context of Rabb and Abd relationship, when the word taqwa is mentioned in the context of creator and servant relationship, that would mean to be mindful of Allah, to have Allah in our mind, to be aware of Him and all commands that He has sent us, to be pious, to be afraid. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning you about Himself. That you and I be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you and I be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all things that are implied with the word taqwa when we talk about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make dua. He used to make dua. Ya Allah, أسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة. I ask fear, consciousness of you when I am alone and when I am in public. And this is what muttaqi is all about. A muttaqi is a person who does work publicly and secretly. And this work is very much compatible at any point in time. So what I do behind the doors of my house, that's what I do in the masjid. There is no dichotomy. There is no double standard. Al-Muttaqi is a person with one standard. And when we come to that level, we are near to Allah. There is qurb between us and God, but at the same time we are dear to Allah. So there is a near and dear that we gain by default as Muslims, as muttaqin. When Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when he was asked, what is a taqwa? He asked a question here. When you are on the road, when you travel, and when you face thorny path, when you see thorns on the path, what do you do? He said, I take an evasive action, meaning I don't go through those thorns, I go around them. That's exactly what Abu Hurairah told him. That's what taqwa is all about. You take an evasive action and go around the sin. Don't engage in sin. Don't engage in something what would A, disrupt your relationship with God, what would make you look indecent person in the eyes of other people, and C, what would make you feel uncomfortable. That's what taqwa is all about. So taqwa, my brothers and sisters, in a practical sense, in a sense of a social human being, you and I, means the taqwa provides us with a sense of who we are. Taqwa provides us a sense of who we are. More taqwa we have, more respect for ourselves we would have. And more respect for ourselves we would have, more respect from other people we would have. In a human relations, this is very much important. When you and I are more aware of Allah, potentially, more of khair we will do. When we are less aware of Allah, potentially, less of khairat we will be doing. Because we only think about what's in it for me. We don't think about what's in it for my relationship with God Almighty. And so on, and so on. Taqwa gives us the purpose of harmony with ourselves, purpose of harmony with God Almighty, purpose with harmony with other people, and purpose of harmony with the environment in which we find ourselves. Meaning, Canadian environment. Myself as a Muslim, it's not only that I'll be thinking about myself, I'll be thinking about my family, I'll be thinking about my spouse, I'll be thinking about my children, I'll be thinking about my parents, I'll be thinking about my neighbors, I'll be thinking about my community, my IIT, I'll be thinking about my Toronto, my Scarborough, my Canada, and so on and so on. And when we think this way, we are good and faithful global citizens. And that's all what Muslim is about. And we have proven that we, you and I, when we have this taqwa notion in our lives, we are good global citizens. It is an important ingredient of happiness in dunya and the akhirah. A muttaqi is a person, doesn't matter what happens in life, a muttaqi takes it and is happy with it. If something good happens, he or she don't brag about how great they are, how knowledgeable they are, how wealthy they are, how educated they are. No. They say, thank God for giving me this. They're grateful. They humble themselves before Creator. And when something wrong happens in their lives, when challenge comes into their life, when problem faces them, they are patient. And that's good for them too. So at any point in time, this person benefits. Taqwa is the best investment that we can have for our children. If you are a muttaqi, there is no better role model that could be there. And there is nothing better that you can leave to your children than to imitate you, to see you as a role model. You can leave them money. You can leave them homes. That's good, no problem. But if you leave them taqwa, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, you be prepared on your trip. And the best of provisions that you can take with you is at taqwa. You know, we all who came here, like myself, I came here for better life. I wanted better life. Better life for myself and my wife, and better life for my children. But if I came to Canada to lose my children, to lose my family, my question is, why did I come to Canada? If I came here to lose that value of faith, of my identity, my question is, why did I come to Canada? So my coming to Canada has a purpose, and that purpose is, since this country offers me this great opportunity to be what I am, what I want to be, why don't I utilize it to be the best of muttaqin? Only then we would fulfill our purpose of being here. Only then. Because we will be beneficial to ourselves, and we will be beneficial to everybody, including the nation of ours, this great country, that you and I have to make dua every day for. Every day, every prayer. Because it gives so much to us. And it gives so much to others, inshallah. Taqwa is a shield that protects believers, it protects their families, it protects their community, and it protects other people around them. You know, a muttaqi is a person who is afraid of Allah. When there is a person who is afraid of Allah, people should never be afraid of him or her. A muttaqi knows what, when to do things. This is all beautiful. We want to be muttaqeen. But question is, how do we come there? How do we be one of them? Let me, inshallah, give you just few notes. First, have sincere intention to be a muttaqi. Sincere intention. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wal-afatha wal-ghina. This was dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think about the greatest of the greatest. One who is forgiven, yet he makes dua to Allah. Oh Allah, oh my Creator, I ask you for guidance. I ask you for taqwa. I ask you for virtue. And I ask you for sufficiency. That's what he was making as a dua. You and I have to ask hundreds of times this dua for ourselves. Number two, take account of your own self. Take account of your own self. Don't take life easy as only fun. Yeah, there is halal fun too. But don't, let us not take life as fun 100%, 24/7. We have to be serious sometimes. Because God Almighty says, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. So every nafs, every person should look into that what he or she has prepared for tomorrow. Because tomorrow would come. And you and I would have to go. Hassan al-Basri said, a believer is a guardian over himself or herself. They audit themselves for Allah. Those who take auditing seriously in dunya, their auditing in the akhirah would be easy. Those who take their auditing in dunya easy, their auditing in the akhirah would be very precise and rigorous. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, as Umar radiallahu anhu said. You know, put yourself on the account before you come before God, and you are put on the account before God. Step number three, discipline yourself. If you do make a mistake, example, in Ramadan, if you like to talk about other people, have a box and put $10 every time you mention name of somebody. And then, whomever you have mentioned the most during Ramadan, buy him a gift or her with that money. You know, we have to discipline ourselves. Umar radiallahu anhu, he missed Salat al-Asr in Jama'ah. And he gave land that is worth $200,000. Missed one prayer in Jama'ah. And he said, Ya Umar, you will not do it again. You do it again, something else would go. Abdullah ibn Umar, his son, missed prayer. And he prayed throughout the night. And at the end, he actually relieved two slaves too. So we could see that it is not just that we go to Allah, ask, Ya Allah, forgive. Number four, exert yourself towards the obedience. Always push yourself towards the obedience. And number five, accompany good people. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا جَمِيعًا فِينَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَانَ يَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ أَلَا إِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَبْلَغَ النِّظَامِ كِلَامُ اللَّهِ الْمَلِكِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلَّامِ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي نَظْمِ الْكَلَامِ وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِندَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامُ. الحمد لله, الحمد لله كاملنا, والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى عز وجل في الكتاب الكريم, وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. When your Lord declared, if you are grateful, I would increase you. I'll give you more and more and more. If you are grateful, I will give you more and more and more of everything what would benefit you. If you are grateful. And this doesn't mean only that I say, thank you, Creator. And when something good happens that you go just on sajda. No. This means, thank you from the depth of my heart, and thank you with your body, with your intellect, with your money, with everything. So I'm asking of you, inshallah, that today, we all be grateful. First, I want to say for this organization, be grateful to this organization. This is an example. You are very fortunate to have this organization in this city. It's an organization with vision. I want to emulate this organization in Ottawa. Leadership, people. I was looking at people coming in, mashallah. Such a nice jama'ah. Such a nice group of people. May Allah reward you, inshallah. Continue doing what you are doing and continue supporting. $300 a month, 1,000 people, you can make it. And that would, inshallah, keep this organization running smooth. Do so. If you give 300, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give you, inshallah, 70 times more, 700 times, where you die for liman yasha, and would increase even more so to whomsoever he will so. And number two, we came to beg of you. We came to beg of you. Help us. You helped us in the past. We have last push, inshallah. And inshallah, this would be the last that I come here for this purpose. Because we will pay off those 800,000, inshallah, as soon as possible, by the end of this year. But we ask you now, inshallah, please help us. Give as much as you can. Have somebody in your family who needs hadiya, maybe you have passed away, give inshallah a dollar, 10, 50, 500, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more. Cash, pledge, check, and don't worry, inshallah, debit, credit works too. If you do have plastic, we will take it too. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ta'ziman li nabihi wa takriman li fakhamati sha'ni sharafi safih. Faqala azza wa jalla min qa'il mukhbira wa amira, inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul 'alim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة.